I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, Donnie, you beat me again in the quiz show. Came down to the wire, and I choked.
It was a valiant effort, Joe. You had me stressing.
But it's a new day.
I thought you were finally going to get there.
So did I. And I forgot about the Tennessee. How could you? Well, everybody forgets about the Tennessee Titans. That's an obvious answer there. How could you forget about them? How couldn't you forget about that franchise? What a horrible franchise, aren't they, Donnie?
They've had what? I mean,
actually, they're not as bad as some others.
No, I mean.
But they just can never get over the hump.
No, I mean, that Super Bowl when I was a kid, the fourth quarter was an all-timer.
Yeah.
When Dyson was a yard short.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, they had some good years with McNair and Eddie George, and then they had that random really good year in 08. Remember that one?
Yeah. And then they had some good years under Vrabel.
Yeah, 2021. They're also like a classic team. They've been the number one seed like three or four times, and I think they've lost their first playoff game almost every one of those times.
Chris Johnson, the great running back, sprained an ankle in that Ravens game a long time ago when the Ravens then came to Pittsburgh and the Steelers beat him.
They lost to the Ravens, I think, twice in the divisional round.
Yeah.
2000, they lost to them, and then...
I take that back. Not really a horrible franchise, although they kind of are at the moment. There's worse, but just a hard luck, I guess, when it gets to the playoffs.
21, well, they lost to Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah. I thought they had it the one year. I thought they were going to ride Derrick Henry all the way to the Super Bowl, but they lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was like their most impressive playoff run other than the Super Bowl appearance.
Patrick Mahomes did him in. All right, Limits, we're ready. Tell us where we are in our picks for the whole year, and let's do the playoff games.
All right, Joe. Following last week, where Donnie went 4-6, Joe went 3-7, and I went 6-4. A big part of that was because, Joe, you asked, does Myles Garrett break the sack record?
That's right.
And you said no.
Yep.
So that ended up being the question that made, Joe, you and I are tied at 71-66.
Wait a minute, what did that have to do with
it? We made that a three-point question.
Wait, that wasn't a three-point question.
I thought the Garrett one. Well, no, it wasn't. You're right.
When did you guys do
that? Are you sure about that, Joe? Are you sure about that?
What?
Yeah, Donnie, we asked that.
We asked that last week, and you said yes.
So I would have gotten a point there.
Yeah, you got a point. And little did I know, Joe Burrow would take a dive for him.
He did kind of pull a Favre.
That son of a Boris Yeltsin.
You think TJ Watt's going to approach Joe Burrow 20 years from now and get in his face?
He might.
Hey, man, you cost me the sack record.
Like Gastineau at the card show?
Yeah, with Favre. I think he became the most awkward encounter ever.
Oh, God.
I think he should.
What do we got here? Where are we?
Donnie is two games back right now.
What's
Donnie
his record?
Two games back. Donnie is 69-68.
What am I?
You are 71-66.
All right, I'm satisfied with where I am because I was way behind early in the season. So here we go. And you have the same record?
I have the same record.
We're going to go right down to the final game of the year, I think.
Remember, Donnie, if we win, we get a sick dinner.
No, you don't. Let's go. Here we go.
Okay, Donnie, here we go. The Peach Bowl, number 5, Oregon versus number 1, Indiana. Indiana is favored by 3.5. I'm a little bit concerned about a backdoor cover here, but I'm going to go with Indiana to win it by a touchdown. I have them as my national champs.
I am also going to go with Indiana. I think they could win the game by 10. Really impressive against Alabama. That national championship game should be a great one. They just feel like a team of destiny to me. They got to the playoff last year kind of as the, hey, did this team really belong? They got blown out, and they came back with a vengeance. I'm going to take Indiana to win and cover.
I agree with every syllable and quarter syllable Donnie just said. I mean, I love Kurt Cignetti. I think this point spread should be bigger. They're the best team in college football. It could happen.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Lanning and Oregon, but in a one-game situation, of course it could happen, but I don't think it's going to. I think they're going to win by 10 or more.
A battle of two quarterbacks that could go number 1 and number 2 in the NFL draft if Dante Moore decides to declare. I think he should go back to Oregon.
But Why should he do that?
No, actually, I do want him to leave because it's better if Dante Moore is not playing for Oregon.
Who's better, Dante Moore, Mendoza, or Drew Aller?
I'm abstaining from asking your dumb questions at this point. Anything that has to do with Drew Aller, I will no longer
answer. Wait a second.
I will look at you.
Hold on a second. It's not legit to ask who you think the best pro quarterback of the three will be?
No, because you're using it just to try to smear my own rhetoric. That's what you're doing. You're trying to make a mockery of me.
Smearing rhetoric.
You're trying to make a mockery of me.
No, I'm making a mockery of your love for Drew Aller.
No, I'm making a mockery of you now.
I think the next quarterback in Limitless will make you very happy. Of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the next franchise quarterback is going to be Drew Aller.
I will not tolerate it from you, Joe.
Joe, and that will be played every
just,
time you
just
say
because
that.
I thought
every time that will be
just
played.
Because I thought that he might be ticketed for the Steelers. Didn't think I would have done it, or that I thought he was good.
It doesn't matter. You still said it,
Joe. An over under for you.
Yeah.
Drew Aller is drafted 36 and a half hours after Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza.
Over. You?
I think I'd go over. I think it's going to be day 3.
All right, next.
The Rams and the Panthers as we go to the NFL, the 4 versus 5 matchup in the NFC. The Rams are 10.5 point favorites here, Joe.
Yeah, I like them to cover. I think they're going to hammer this team. Nick Kostos covered it well earlier when he pointed out some of the lucky things that happened when the Panthers beat them. The Rams are way better than them. The Rams have had a nice little rest here after some tough losses late in the season, maybe costing Matthew Stafford the MVP award, by the way. But they're going to be loaded here for Bear, or in this case, loaded for Panther. They're going to win the game by 2 touchdowns.
Donnie?
Yeah, a couple of weird losses for L.A. They also haven't had Devontae Adams for like a month, and he is still great. He is still elite. I think that brings a ton back to their offense. So now they have 2 elite receivers. I think they're going to cover here 10.5. You know, as fun as it was for the Panthers to make it my playoff Panthers, Joe, I don't know if you remember, I had the Panthers in the playoffs way back when before the
that
season
was a good
began.
Pick. Yeah.
Now I also had Seattle finishing last in the NFC West, but
we all have things we're proud of and not
will,
so proud of.
Avoid
Donnie.
Talking about that one. I think it comes to an end. The Panthers backed their way into the postseason. I think it's going to be, I don't know, maybe like a 24-10, 27-13 game.
Sounds very reasonable.
As the great Lee Corso once said, not so fast, my friend.
Ooh.
The line of 10.5 scares me. And I think there's going to be a backdoor cover by the Carolina Panthers that it'll either be they will lose by 10 or they will lose by 7, but they will score late in the game to make it closer. The Rams will still win. But the Panthers will cover.
Imagine if they had Drew Aller, Donnie. Sorry, Limits. Next.
I think the next quarterback in Limits will make you very happy. Of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the next franchise quarterback is going to be Drew Aller.
I wasn't kidding. It'll be played every time.
All right. Here we go.
Packers-Bears, Joe. Chicago's favored by 1.5. You made this bet with Nick Kostos, so I think I know where you're going.
I mean, the Packers are petering out here. Understandably, the Micah Parsons injury just sapped their spirit, their belief, I feel like. And I feel like the Bears are soaring in the other direction. And I feel like this could even be much bigger than 3 points. Or what's the spread? 1.5?
1.5. Packers are favored.
Yeah. The Packers are favored. That's right. I think it could be a touchdown to a 10-point win for the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a sucker for looking at the line like this and thinking that it has to be the Bears because I think they're the better team. I think they're going to win straight up. I told you guys at dinner last night, I think this could actually be the biggest blowout of the weekend. I think that LA-Carolina game would be around 11 or 14 points.
Wow.
Green Bay is leaking oil. They feel to me like the Steelers of 2024.
Yeah.
They were 9-3-1 at one point, fellas. Now they're 9-7-1. Their defense is lost without Micah Parsons on the field. They looked horrific against a good running team in Baltimore in that game right around Christmas. Chicago can pound the football. They have two good running backs, and Caleb Williams can make his plays, and Ben Johnson will have things cooked up. I think the Bears will run them over. I think this could be like a 24-3 game or 24-7 final score. Give me Chicago. They're 5-3 at home against the spread. Packers 2-6-1 on the road against the spread.
Man, this game does scare me, especially because Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job. It's a very important game for Jordan Love. Yes, we are on the air, Pony. Thank you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Do you have cookies?
Okay, buddy.
Does he have cookies limits?
Pony's just trying to make jokes at me.
Oh. About Drew Aller? Maybe,
no, I think I'll just rip him for, I don't know. We could rip him for Brandon Ayuk. We could rip him for a lot of things if we wanted to. The Packers and Bears, I think the Bears ultimately do win it, but it would not surprise me at all if Green Bay went in there and won. Not whatsoever. So I hesitantly and with you guys and pick the Bears.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Social media's biggest loser,
Pony.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Usually it's Malzi. Today for you it's his partner.
Today it is Andrew Filippone for being social media's biggest loser.
That hurts, Donnie, doesn't it? He's part of your show.
He'll be okay.
Yeah,
I think enough people get at him on social media. Yeah.
He'll survive. Rainy with a high of 62. Tunchilkin, low of 40. Danny Murtaugh. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We got to get moving here, gentlemen. We have at least three or four more games, so let's go.
I think Buffalo is talking with a spirit here, Joe. Talking proud. Going into Jacksonville and winning. The Jags are favored by 1.5 after the Bills were originally favored. The line has shifted to Jacksonville.
Really?
Yeah, 1.5.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
What happened, Donnie? Are you sure about that, Limits?
The site I'm using, I use Covers normally for this. They have Buffalo -1.
You've gone nuts.
I see on the score, it's Jacksonville by 1.5. But maybe I'll check on somewhere else, Donnie.
What are we using? What's the line that we're using here?
Yeah, what do we want to use?
Let's see what FanDuel has.
Oh, my God.
A tiebreaker.
This is incorrigible. Bills.
Don't worry, Joe. It won't take as long as you try to remember how many teams didn't win a Super Bowl. Bills, 1.5.
Okay.
That was unnecessary. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
It's okay.
I'm going to take the Bills. Basically a pick'em game. You want to talk about LaFleur and Green Bay in a coaching performance for his job. That's what Sean McDermott's doing on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
he
probably.
He knows even as a wild card, there's no Mahomes that you can make excuses about in the playoffs this year. Josh Allen has to put on the cape. James Cook has to do what he can do against that Jags defense. I think this is going to be the best game of the weekend, but I will take Buffalo to win it in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville has the better team. They have the better roster. They should win the game, but I'm picking with my heart, so I'll go Buffalo next.
Next up is the Philadelphia Eagles, favored by 5.5 at home against the 49ers, Donnie.
I'm going to go with Philly. San Fran, they're just so beat up. I think Kyle Shanahan did a hell of a job this season with the pieces that he had and, you know, what he lost. I'm concerned by what I witnessed with them against Seattle. They were suffocated by a great defense. I think Philly has a pretty good one, too, when they're all healthy. I will take the Eagles at home to cover the 5.5 points.
Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Eagles just win in Buffalo. They beat Detroit. They beat Green Bay. They beat the Rams. They beat Kansas City early in the season when Kansas City was good. They beat Tampa. They know what time it is in Philly. It's time to win. Eagles cover.
49ers cover. I think the Eagles win, but I think it'll be by a 3-point score. San Francisco puts together a better performance than some people expect, and I also think that Brock Purdy is going to surprise some people, including me. Philly wins, Niners cover. Chargers, Patriots, the 2-7 matchup. New England is favored by 3.5, Donnie. I am going with Justin Herbert to, if not win, at least cover the 3.5 points. I'm expecting a lot of close games on Super Wild Card weekend. I hope I'm correct.
It's one of the best weekends of the NFL season. I'm going to take New England to win and cover in this game, fellas. I think it's a touchdown game, but I'm going to take the Pats on Sunday Night Football.
I'm taking the Chargers. I'm taking Jim Harbaugh on the road. I think the combination of a good defense, a great coach, and a really good quarterback, that travels well to me. And I still have a couple questions. Not about Drake May. I think he's great. But New England, I saw a couple times late. They should have lost to Baltimore. They blew a 21-0 lead to the Bills. I think they're vulnerable, and I think their magic runs out.
Little breaking news, the NCAA, the day after they lose in the college football playoff, hilariously, I guess, NCAA with always great timing, denies Trinidad Chambliss his 6th year of eligibility.
Yeah, that has always sounded a little bit shaky there, his case. But anyway, last game is the big game, right?
Last game is the big game, Monday Night Football. We can change our minds on our predictions for Monday, but we got to give one now. Steelers, 3-point dogs against the Houston Texans. Who do we like, boys?
Go ahead, Don.
I was going to say the exact score I have, if I go with Houston 16-13, it's a push.
Yes, so, you've seen that the line has moved to 3, Donnie, correct?
Yeah, so for the sake of this segment and for the sake of picking a team, for now I will have Steelers 16-13, so I'll take them getting the +3.
Steelers 15-10, if I had to sum it up in 5 seconds, the worst unit on the field, and I think by a significant margin, is the Texans' offense.
I think that the Steelers will win, and they will move on to potentially host another home playoff game. Aaron Rodgers will be the difference with the ball in his hands on the final drive.
That was a fun show, gentlemen.
Very fun.
See you guys next week. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Joe.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.